But then, as much as we've talked about you guys and your great careers, you also have written mysteries.
Yes.
More than one?
Two now, and we're working on the third.
All right. The Farmer's Daughter Mysteries by Nancy and Ted Ketchell. Now, how did this come about?
Well, we changed the title, by the way, but Ted and I were sitting on our balcony having a drink one summer night, and Ted said, I don't know what I want to write now. And I had just come home from Iowa and visited the old farm, and there was a river that went by the farm. I just had this vision, not real, but it was a vision of a guy floating down the river on his back with his arms sticking straight up. Obviously, rigor mortis had set in, and I thought, boy, that would be a nice mystery story kind of thing. So I went back and I wrote 17 pages and gave it up. I told Ted about it that night, and he said, well, let's do it together. And I thought, you and I have never done a damn thing together. I'm afraid we'd kill each other. He said, well, let's try it. And we had the most fun. Probably that is the single thing I can say that was so joyous for me. And so one night when he was invited out to Lawton to a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about when I was invited out to do General Sherman for a collection of military people who were associated with the university in Lawton there. And they had heard about this guy who does generals, and they thought it would be great fun to have Sherman come out.
So I brought that up because it's another thing that we did together. I said, I'm not going to go with you going with the blue uniform. I'm going to go as Vinnie Reams, who was his traveling companion. And she was a very famous sculptress at that time. In fact, there's a piece in the Capitol. But she always worked in her bloomers. And that's all I had to know. And I was being photographed and talked about bloomers. And
she had anyway, this full costume. And so, yeah, it was just wild.
Back to the book. We really got into it, and we're so different about everything. I mean, he's a word person, and I'm a visual person, and it really worked out well. He did some of the stories about the characters got themselves into, and I would talk about the farm and the blah, blah, blah. And then I would mesh them and create the...
You did the final manuscript then?
No, we did the manuscript. I mean, we would go back and forth, rewriting. By the time we were through, I think both of us said it would be hard to pick out, you know, what was really one of us.
What
she's pointing to is, because of my theater background, I tended to write scenes where dialogue and people were, you know, involved that way. Whereas she would fill in not only, not landscape, just in the sense of that is scenery and settings for which the action was happening in. But what she would do is connect a lot of the story. She would find the connecting pieces that would move from one scene to another. The action, not just describing a description. It wasn't that. So we both were creating story, it would be my way of saying.
Okay, but then you blended it all together, is that true?
Right.
And so you wrote it together.
Yeah.
And so you've already done two, and you're working on another one?
Yeah, this now we refer to the series as the Irregular SEAL Team. It still is begins and is set around this big farming operation in Iowa. That's where all these people have met.
Okay.
But one of them was a retired SEAL who's come to live on and work on the farm.
And he came because he lost. He was a commander at the highest level, and he lost the love of his life when she took a bullet for him.
For him, yeah.
She saw the red blot, and well, it just about killed him.
Okay, this is in the world of your imagination. We should be saying this right now.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right, right.
No, this was so the mystery, the first right, one.
So
we
he went to the farm to heal.
Yeah.
And finds the farm pretty exciting.
So is it known then as the Farmer's Daughter Mysteries?
No.
Did you change the name?
The Irregular SEAL Team, we changed it to that. To that.
So the series is?
The Irregular SEAL Team Mysteries.
Okay, all right. So can you buy them on Amazon?
You can, and the way to really get there, though, is to use either one of our names and just ask, because that will take
right.
you to it. So far, anyway, we've also used, I mean, that's the series title, but we have individual titles for the mysteries, so it's the easiest just to use the author's name.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a journey we've been on here for 2.5 hours today. It's been most interesting. Both of you would have advice to young people that are coming along, that are listening to this, because teachers have been using this as resource material, and they actually make assignments to Voices of Oklahoma.
Ah.
You have a chance to speak to them right now. So, Nancy, do you have any advice for young people?
I think it's great for young people to learn from us old people, but they need to do their own thing. They need to do what meets their needs and what they feel good about. And that may connect with some of us that I hope learn from some of the things we've done. Follow your dream, work at it, and find spaces for doing what you want to do.
Yeah. Ted?
Very similar, but my way of putting it is write your own story. Don't let anybody else become the author. They can be enablers, they can be helpers. They certainly, your parents, if you're fortunate as we were, will give you that boost to get you going. But finally, what you have to do is find your own story, your narrative for your particular life, drawing into it whatever other people are important to you as you go along your way. But author your own story. You're the only one who can do it, so do it with a lot of gusto.
Ted, how would you like to be remembered?
I think what I want to be remembered mainly as is a person who inspired other people to live great lives.
Nancy?
Well, I think I would like to be remembered as a person who helped other people and who loves other people. And my favorite thing is hugs. Just go out there and find a bunch of them.
Well, I just sit here on behalf of the whole city of Tulsa. I'm going to assume that mantle of saying thank you for the involvement you made in so many areas of this life, of this community. Both of you inspired individuals, changed lives, helped people. And you can't say that to every couple. It's either one or the other, but here is a couple.
Here,
that you
here.
Both have done this.
Here, here.
And so we just say thank you. And thank you for sharing the story. I enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you.
We appreciate the opportunity that you've given us to tell our story.
All right.